Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something that honestly frustrates almost everyone. Healthcare data. It's everywhere and nowhere, right? Privacy worries, confusing costs. But what if technology could actually, you know, bring it all together, protect your privacy really precisely, and maybe even save you some money?
Exactly. We're looking at a platform called Virtual Trust today. It's what they call a PPAAS, a patient-centric platform as a service. Their motto is empowering privacy. So our mission really is to unpack how this whole ecosystem creates genuine value, not just for you, the patient, but also thinking about providers, the wider industry, even society. It's a pretty fundamental shift, I think.
Okay, empowering privacy. That's a strong statement. You talk about making privacy a consumer's right. Mm. How do they actually secure our data in a way that feels like we have the final say?
Yeah, that's absolutely central. It comes down to their smart compliance module. It uses AI, interestingly, to manage all these complex privacy rules. But the real key, I think, is data segmentation for privacy, or DS4P. Think of it as a super granular control. It carefully separates out highly sensitive information, like, say, substance use records, which have really strict rules, like 42 CFR Part 2. It makes sure that data isn't accessed unless you give explicit permission for that specific piece of data.
Okay, so it's not just a big on-off switch for sharing. You can actually say, yes, share this lab result for this appointment, but keep that therapy note private.
Precisely. You get granular consent based on the type of data, why someone needs it, who they are, even setting time limits. It really does put the control back in your hands. And for the organizations using it, this AI-driven approach sort of automates compliance with tricky global rules like high pay, GDPR, reduces their risk, and importantly, builds that trust with consumers.
Right. That granular control sounds incredibly useful. But, you know, my data feels like it's scattered everywhere. Different doctors, labs. How does virtual trust actually connect all these pieces securely, especially with things like information blocking being such a headache?
Yeah, that's a huge challenge. That's where smart interoperability comes in. It's really the foundation. It creates what they call a data compliant fabric. Basically, a secure network connecting hospitals, labs, providers, even AI tools. This is what allows them to build your true patient longitudinal record, your complete health history, all in one secure place, managed properly.
Got it. So theoretically, my information could securely follow me if I see a new specialist or end up in a different hospital. That sounds like it would lead to much better, more joined up care. No more repeating the same story over and over.
Absolutely. Better coordination, definitely more informed decisions for doctors. They get the whole picture. It directly tackles that information blocking problem, helps meet federal mandates like the 21st Century Cures Act. And crucially, it can take older data formats like HL7B2 or CCDA and convert them into the modern FHIR standard. So, you know, historical data isn't laws. It's actually usable now.
Okay, so the data is connected. It's private. The next step is actually using it for something powerful, right? How does virtual Trihest get those deeper insights they talk about?
Right. This is where it gets really interesting. They use things called graph data fabric and vector data fabric. It's not just storing data, it's understanding it. A graph data fabric maps the relationships between data points. So it might find complex links, like, say, between a certain symptom and a rare condition, helping advance personalized medicine. The vector data fabric organizes data based on meaning or context, not just keywords. This is huge for AI. It allows for really sophisticated searches and enables things like advanced LLMs and RAG for very accurate health-specific answers.
Wow. Okay. That sounds like some serious tech. How does that actually help me, the patient?
Well, it powers their smart analytics. This means things like hyper-personalized treatment plans based on your specific profile. It means spotting potential risks earlier for preventative care, giving you a clearer picture of your own health journey. It's about understanding you much better.
And you mentioned smart medicine helping detect diseases early, even before symptoms might show up.
Yes, exactly. It helps shift from just reacting to illness to being proactive. It can help identify potential issues, they say, over 1,000 conditions much sooner, guiding you towards the right care pathways or information.
Better care, less hassle. That's great. But what about the money side? Healthcare costs are notoriously confusing and, frankly, scary for a lot of people.
A very critical piece. They address this with smart transparency pricing and SmartX pricing. These tie into the federal rules demanding price transparency. So potentially, you could see cost comparisons for quality options before a hospital procedure or a lab test. For prescriptions, it shows pricing, alternatives, and this is important, it uses pass-through PBMs. That means drug manufacturer rebates go directly back to you, the consumer, lowering your out-of-pocket costs.
Okay, that sounds genuinely helpful. Something that directly impacts your wallet is always welcome.
Absolutely. And then for the system overall, smart value-based care helps shift incentives towards better health outcomes, quality over quantity, which is better for everyone, really. And finally, smart open banking makes sure healthcare payments are secure, following standards like PCI DSS, protecting your card details while linking financial and health data safely.
Wow. Okay. That was quite the deep dive. We've covered a lot, from that really fine-grained privacy control with smart compliance to connecting everything with smart interoperability, unlocking insights with those advanced data fabrics, and even tackling costs. It really does feel like a very thought-through system aiming to create value pretty much everywhere you look.
It really does seem that way. It's not just tweaking around the edges. It feels more like a systemic change, aiming for more trust, more efficiency, and care that's genuinely personalized and proactive for patients, while also helping providers and the system itself. So thinking about the future, here's maybe a final thought to leave with you. Imagine your health data isn't just stored securely, but it's actively, intelligently working for you, guiding decisions big and small, from checkups to managing chronic conditions. What kind of opportunities does that level of integrated, privacy-first healthcare really unlock for preventing illness, for precision treatments, and for building a real partnership with your care providers? Something to think about.